Good morning, this is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I have a few more thoughts to share with you regarding what it means to be a part of the body of Christ or a member of your church. I've been giving you some things to think about to stir up your minds on this subject this week so that we together may become better team members in the local body that we are in. As I said before, we all have responsibilities and work to perform as members. It is not right for us to sit idly by and let the work of building each other up in the faith to others. To do so is a symptom of spiritual sickness. There are some verses in 1 Peter 5 that I would like to make mention of yet in this study. In verse 5, and that is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, Peter says, "Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble." Now, what does that mean, to be subject one to another? The word subject in this verse has the idea of, or meaning of, being in submission to. Now, what does that mean, to be subject to or to submit to one another? How does that work out in the church for all the members to be subject to each other or to be in submission to one another? Is that how it is at your church? Is what Peter is saying here just some lofty idea that sounds nice, or is he telling us something that we nearly need to be living out in our lives? I'm not sure that I understand what all that means, to be subject one to another, but I do believe that we have a lot to learn in that area. And just because we may not fully understand it is no excuse to ignore it and go on as though it is not in the Bible. Study these verses for yourself. I believe that he is giving us instruction that we need to take heed to and put to practice. I've also noticed that many times in the Bible where we have instruction about relationships within the body of Christ, it is often accompanied with repeated instructions to love one another. In verse 6 of chapter 5 here in 1 Peter, he adds the admonition to be clothed with humility. Think for a moment of how easy it would be to resist some brother in the church over something if we have this mindset that we are so much better than him and have a proud heart. On the other hand, think of how much easier it would be to show genuine love to the same brother when our heart is humble toward him. The previous verse says that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And know this, that it takes grace to submit ourselves one to another. I don't know about you, but I want to be a recipient of the grace of God. In order to do that, we need to be humble. Another biblical aspect of being subject one to another is that of exercising brotherly love to one another. The Bible mentions that specific command many times in the New Testament, and for good reason. We can so easily despise one another if we're not careful, and relationships can be damaged or broken over such little things. We must purpose in our hearts not to be at odds with our brothers for any reason. And right in connection with the matter of having brotherly love for one another is the admonition in 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. That chapter outlines in detail how true love behaves. And of course, that means within the body of Christ, too. According to that chapter, love is not selfish. That is, we are willing to make sacrifices on our part for the good and benefit of our brothers. We could spend a lot of time just on that one point, but we'll move on. Love is also long-suffering. It actually is willing to suffer long periods of time for the benefit of the body of Christ. Now, our flesh doesn't enjoy suffering or selflessness. So we have to do things on purpose and with purpose to make those things happen. It goes hand in hand with submitting ourselves one to another. Neither does love rejoice when one of our enemies falls on hard times. or when someone that we maybe don't think of as well as others, maybe a brother, that maybe just isn't quite as up in our scale of thinking as another brother is, and we maybe think less of him. Well, when he falls on hard times, do we rejoice, or do we pray for him instead? Do we pray for those that make life difficult for us? It is God's desire that the body of Christ works together smoothly for the task of furthering his kingdom here on earth. And that can and will happen only as we bow our hearts to God in heaven and to each other in the body, as defined in 1 Corinthians 12, as we submit to one another and to the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, well, I know I've given you a lot to think about this week and digest in the days ahead. God be with you and keep you as you think about these things and ponder them, meditate on them, and may God do a work in all of our hearts that we might learn to submit one to another and to be an instrument in God's hand in growing the Church of Jesus Christ. And may the church that you are a part of benefit from what you have heard this week. God bless you.